Hello and welcome. Connie Reagan Green here with another episode of Prestidelius, Excellence in Marketing. And today we're going to talk about micro marketing, doing your business in a micro way. And please allow me to explain. Micro courses, micro content, micro continuity, it isn't brand new, but it's something that has come around again and is very, very popular. So let's go into greater detail about how you can add micro marketing to your business and add to your bottom line. So micro courses are courses that are smaller than the larger course. So last month, what I decided to do is have a micro course for my affiliate marketing program. So I have something called Really Simple Affiliate Marketing. I've done it for 3 seasons. Every time I do it for 4 or 5 or 6 sessions, I call it a new season. I've done that 3 times over 2 years, and it's a lot of information. Each of my calls are an hour to 90 minutes. There are bonuses, there are downloads, there are replays. There's so much involved. People are busy, and even if they might be very, very interested in the topic of affiliate marketing, my entire course was just too much for many people. Also, the cost was higher. So I created the micro course for affiliate marketing, and I did it on the same website. So it's both of them are on my Really Simple Affiliate Marketing site, but this is a smaller version. So I tend to teach a little bit more than I say that I'm going to do in any particular course. So my feeling is that the price was about half, and I'm giving them, I started just with 3 sessions. Then I added some guest presenters. I have 3 guest presenters so far. I'm doing another session in a couple of weeks, but it's done in a smaller way. So it's less of a commitment for the person that signs up. So it's really a win-win. It's a win for me because I get to deal with a new client. I get to learn about someone and help them build a business. It's a win for them because it's fewer classes to attend live or in replay. It's less money, less cost for them to invest in. And overall, I believe that the students that have come into the micro course for affiliate marketing are really doing better. They're happier, they're more satisfied and fulfilled than the ones that have come into my bigger course. So the way I did this is if you were already in the big course, the Really Simple Affiliate Marketing, and you wanted to participate in the micro course, I let those people come in for $1 because they had already spent sometimes a couple $100 for the big course, or sometimes they had a coupon. And this works really, really well. So it's a little bit less work for me. I still get to have these new people that come in. They're learning affiliate marketing. I also set up a Facebook group, which you can use units. And I just wrote the 6th unit. And what I like about that is I'm able to write something up that's 3 or 4 pages and add it to the Facebook group. And the people that are in the course then can go through that material, you know, whenever they like to on their own schedule. So that's a micro course. Think about something that you could teach, but in a smaller way. Whatever topic that you teach, what could you teach with 2 sessions, perhaps? You don't need a Facebook group. I haven't done a Facebook group for a course in many years. I thought this was a good idea because of the units, but you don't have to do it that way. So think about what you could do as a micro course that would also have more of a micro price. Because that works. That works. All right, so that's micro courses and an example. How about micro content? I like this idea very much because we're very busy when it comes to creating content. We're very busy when it comes to marketing the content, and we're certainly very busy when it comes to consuming the content. So with micro content, it can be curated, it can be PLR, which is private label rights content, or it can be original. So as an example, I'm on Twitter right now, and actually every tweet is micro content. You're putting information out there in a small way. We now have 280 characters, which is nicer. They doubled it instead of the 140 characters it had been for a decade. So I appreciate that. But I like to share different things that either are curated or it's private label rights. And sometimes it's original, but I want to do something that's small. So right now, the person reading my feed at Twitter, I'm twitter.com/ConnieGreen. And this is something I curated earlier. And in my tweet, it says, "The woman who smashed codes, the untold story of cryptography pioneer Elizabeth Friedman." And it's an article that I read, and I shared it. I clicked to tweet it, and there it is. So somebody can read. They can see a photo of Elizabeth Friedman. They can read the title. And already some people have liked this tweet. So that means that someone had micro time available, because we're all so rushed. They were scrolling through Twitter, perhaps, and I came up in their feed. And they see this, and either they're interested or they're not. Below that, I have something about the New York Yankees. I've been following them for a while now. And CC Sabathia, he's going to retire this year. He has a very interesting story. And there's something here about him, so they can click on that. So think of micro content that you can share. If there's something for sale, you can also write just something brief. Do a headline, do one sentence that describes it, add a photo and a link. You can do that in 2 minutes. The person reading it can take a look in 2 minutes. If they're interested further, they'll click through to whatever you have to share with them. So that's micro content. And be creative with this, as well as with the micro courses. What is it that you can share that someone can consume in a very short period of time that makes a difference? I know that everything that I read, everything I take that time to take a look at, whether it's 1 or 2 or 3 minutes or longer, that's something that makes a difference to me. So give people a taste, give them a little piece of something, and that's your micro content. If you're extremely busy, if you're traveling, if you still have a day job, whatever it is you're doing, you still have time to share micro content once a day. So make that your goal. All right, the third part of micro marketing for your business I'm going to talk about is micro continuity. And these are membership sites with a very low monthly fee. And I'm going to say that monthly fee is $10 a month or less. What can you offer someone that doesn't take too much of your time and effort, that doesn't take too much of their money, that can make a difference? Because that's what this is all about, making a difference to people, helping them learn something or move through something in a short amount of time at a small investment so that they can go from where they are right now to closer to where they want to be. So I have a client that has a health site, and it's all about eating healthy, learning how to take a look at foods in the grocery store, how to prepare meals, how to think about the way you feed yourself and your family in a very different way. So as an example, I would say that if she was willing to do micro continuity, where people could join that site for $10 a month, let's say, and maybe there would not be an annual option on this. So it's $10 a month. You can come in. If you don't like it, you know, the next month, whenever you don't like it anymore, you can quit. But during that month, for the $10, what could she provide for them that would make a difference? Because her membership is more expensive and it's more intensive. It includes a whole lot of things. So some people are willing to come in at a higher level. They already know this is a topic that they want to know more about. And they want to learn about it from her. But I believe that she could bring in a whole lot more people. What if she could bring in 100 people at $10 a month and just offer them something small? And there wouldn't be much interaction, really. They could email her. They could connect with her on social media. But for the most part, she would be providing something for people that aren't sure. Maybe they know they need to make a change. Maybe all of a sudden they have a health issue or a family member has a health issue, and they think that if they just learned a little more, if they knew a little bit more about what they were, you know, doing with food when they went to the grocery store and when they're preparing things, that they can make a change, a big change. Maybe it's something with blood pressure or diabetes or whatever, weight, whatever it might be. So think about what you could do in terms of micro continuity. and always give those people an option to come in at the higher level. So as an example, in the micro course for affiliate marketing, I've already had about 10 people say, I really like what you're teaching, but I know you have a bigger course. Could you tell me more about that? And then I do, and I give them a coupon code so they can come in at a small 20% discount, which is nice for them. So it works both ways. If people are in your micro course, it doesn't mean they don't want a big course later or as well, in addition to right now. If they're in micro continuity, it doesn't mean they don't want the full membership site soon. And if you're creating micro content, the right people will take a look at that. They'll read or they'll listen and they'll say, you know what? I want to know more from this person. As an example, again, of micro marketing, what I'm doing with this podcast, Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing, this is micro content. I don't talk very long. I stay right on that topic when I'm talking about it. And many people will write to me. They'll contact me one way or another, and they'll say, you know, I heard a couple of your podcasts, and I'd like to know more. So that's what this is all about. I will encourage you to get involved with micro courses, micro content, micro continuity on a regular basis, and see if it doesn't improve your bottom line. So this is Connie Gregan Green from Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing. I'm going to leave you today with what I'm listening to. I'm listening to a song called Side Pony, and the band is Lake Street Dive out of Boston, Massachusetts. Give them a listen. I think you might like them. So that would be micro content right there. Okay, this is Connie Reagan Green with another episode of Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing. Be sure to subscribe and leave me a review.